Our next presenter is Dr. Toshihiko Yamada. He is a plant geneticist with the Field Science Center for the Northern Biosphere from Hokkaido University of Japan. And he's going to talk to us about miscanthus. Welcome, Dr.
Toshihiko. Yes, thank you. Okay, so today I would like to talk about miscanthus genetic resources. So, you know, miscanthus is one of candidate feedstock energy crop. So this species is native in Eastern Asia countries, including Japan. So, so this table shows some candidate crops for feedstocks or biofuel crops. So miscanthus is one of the best candidates, so shows a very high biomass potential like this. Also, good character is a very low nitrogen requirement like this. Miscanthus is a perennial grasses, so as you know, perennial grasses have some advantage, low demand for nutrient input, also persistence. Perenniality is a very good advantage. Also, soil carbon sequestration. So this figure shows a very use-efficient theory of nitrogen. So miscanthus requires low nitrogen for cultivation. Also, very good data of carbon accumulation. So these are our recent data. So miscanthus pastures, very high carbon accumulations like this. So miscanthus distribute as like Asian countries, China and Japan and Korea. So there are two major species, miscanthus sinensis, a Japanese name is Suzuki, and miscanthus saccharophyllus, Japanese name is Ogi. So in Japan, we used miscanthus roof material of traditional house. Also, before, we used animal feeds. Also, we used component of manures. But recently, we did not use. So now, one of good tourist attractions like this, so World Heritage, so these are all gashozukuri, Japanese old cultures like this. So miscanthus is semi-natural grassland in Japan, so biotic pressures for example, burning and cutting and grazing, such biotic pressures are maintained the miscanthus pastures. So we have many, still many beautiful miscanthus grassland like this, Aso in Kyushu and Soni Highland and Kawatabi and Sugadaira like this. But 100 years ago, we had about 10% of our land was miscanthus, but now decreased. Almost now 3 or 4%. So, triploid hybrid between Miscanthinus and Saccaflorus, so we call Miscanthus gigantis, is a very attractive biofuel feedstock crop. So originally, this crop was introduced to Denmark in 1935. So this crop, everybody took attention since oil shock happened in 1970s. So Miscanthus have some advantage, very good high hot synthesis level at low temperature, also perennialty. But there are some disadvantages. Most important disadvantage is a narrow genetic background. So germ plasm is very important to developing the new variety of Miscanthus. So now we have a collection program of Miscanthus. So in Japan, many Miscanthus distribute. So we are now collecting many accessions from throughout Japan. This collection pictures collection in Hokkaido region, our living place. Also, this picture in other than Hokkaido regions. This picture is in South Island in Japan. So Miscanthinus variety condensatus is grown in Southern Island, Hachijojima. Another important species is Miscanthus saccaflorus. Also distributed throughout Japan. So two major species are Miscanthus saccaflorus, also Miscanthinensis. Relatively wetland, Miscanthus saccaflorus is dominant, and relatively dryland, Miscanthus sinensis is dominant. But some part, both species are growing in mixtures. So recently, we discovered the natural hybrid, triploid hybrid in sympatric populations of both species. So this is one of good breeding program to develop a new Miscanthus gigantis. And as I told you, we collected many germplasm throughout Japan, so now we are evaluating the in genetic accessions collected from Hokkaido to South Island, Kyushu. So this is one of pictures. So very big difference among accessions. Left side accessions from Northern Island of Hokkaido. Right side South Island of Kyushu. So much difference. This picture just took at October. Accessions from northern region already dormancy stage, leave turned brown, but right side material still growing. So very big difference among accessions. So also this figure shows biomass potential. So both years, 2008 and 2009. So left side are all accessions from Hokkaido. Not so big biomass potential, but right side are accessions from south regions, high biomass potential. So in our region is Sapporo, cool regions, so some accessions from south region promising the high biomass potential. So this are summarized figures. So for example, these are Japanese local name. So for example, Shikoku region is a high biomass potential. Also, we evaluated the lignin component. Lignin is one of barriers for conversion of ethanol. So, big variations in lignin content. So, high biomass and less lignin are very important for developing a variety or biofuel varieties. So now we have a breeding program in our universities. So also we tried in vitro cultures. So we test in vitro cultures potentialities. So we observed big variations production of compact cars. Also, there are big variations. Southern material showing the high production of compact cars. Recently, we succeeded transformations. So, some cars lines from some accessions showing the high plant degradation abilities. So, for transformations, so also genetic resources is also important. Factors. Okay, so this is a final. So high genetic variability was observed wild populations collected throughout Japan in terms of biomass production. So genetic resources would be useful for breeding program, miscans as feed the stock materials. Okay, that's all. Now you know CBD, ABS matter. So if genetic agreement, yes, yeah, is required, yeah.
Have you actually grown trials with your transgenic campus at this point in time?
I'm sorry?
Are the transformed varieties currently in trials?
Now just in chambers. So, okay.